Welcome back, and let's build a proper old-school DNB DJ intro from scratch in Ableton Live 12. Now, when I say intro, I do not mean just a random opening section. In drum and bass, the intro is part of the tune's identity. It needs to give a DJ enough space to mix in cleanly, while still sounding like something is already moving. That's the sweet spot we're aiming for today. Mix-friendly, dark, groovy, and just offset enough to keep it alive. For this lesson, we're making a 16-bar intro, and the key idea is offset layering. That means not everything lands on the same downbeat. The drums might come in first, then a bass tease a little later, then atmosphere, then a fill, then some effects. That staggered timing creates tension and makes the drop feel bigger. So first, open a new project and set your tempo around 172 BPM. That's a really solid middle ground for classic DNB energy. Then go into arrangement view and set up a 16-bar loop. Put your locators at bar 1 and bar 17 so you can keep looping the section while you build it. At this stage, think like a DJ. The first half of the intro should be fairly open and easy to mix. Then the second half can start leaning forward and building pressure. A good rule for beginners is to keep bars 1 to 8 relatively sparse, and then add more movement in bars 9 to 16. Now let's build the drum foundation. The easiest way to get that old-school feel is to start with a break loop. You can drag in a break sample, or if you want to stay super simple, use a classic break-style loop and edit it rather than programming every single hit from scratch. That keeps the groove natural and gives you those tiny timing imperfections that make DNB feel alive. Once the break is in, make sure it's warped properly if needed, but don't over-quantize it into something stiff. If the break has too much low end, use EQ8 and high-pass it somewhere around 120 to 160 Hz. That clears out unnecessary rumble and leaves room for your later bass movement. If the snare is a bit too sharp, gently dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. And if the break feels too thin, you can add a small body boost around 180 to 250 Hz. A quick teacher note here. Old school DNB intros often work because the break is doing a lot of the groove heavy lifting. Those ghost notes, little shuffles, and micro timing variations are what give the intro its swing. That's the part that makes people nod along even before the full tune drops. Now let's give that break some life with a groove pool. Open up Ableton's groove pool and try a subtle swing groove from the library. Keep it light. You're not trying to make the drums drunken or lazy. You just want a little forward motion and human feel. A good starting point is around 55 to 62% timing, with a little velocity variation, maybe 5 to 15%. Keep random very low at first. Apply the groove mainly to the break, not everything. That way the drums breathe while the bass and effects stay more controlled. If it starts feeling too late or too loose, pull the timing amount back. In DNB, the groove should still feel tight enough to mix over. You want head nod energy, not wobble. A nice beginner move is to duplicate the break track and make one version a little more stripped. So you might have one main break, and then a second filtered version with just hats and some snare texture. Later on, you can swap between them or blend them for variation every 4 bars. Now let's create the bass tease. Add a MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. For a beginner-friendly old-school intro, keep it simple. If you want a clean sub, use a sine wave and operator. If you want a slightly rougher hint of reese texture, wavetable with a mild sol layer works too. The important thing is not to write a full bass line. We just want little hints. A single note on bar 3 or bar 7 works great. You can also try short offbeat stabs or a little call and response with the snare. The bass should feel like a teaser, not the main event. Set the sound up with a short envelope, low sustain, and a fairly quick decay. Something like 150 to 400 milliseconds is often enough to make it punchy without turning it into a full line. Add saturator if you want a little harmonics, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive, just enough to help it speak on smaller speakers. If you use wavetable, keep the unison minimal and close the filter down so it stays dark. The point here is to hint at the bass character, not reveal everything too early. And here's a really important offset tip. Don't put the bass on the very first downbeat if you want the intro to feel more interesting. Let the drums establish the pulse first, then bring the bass in slightly later. That little delay creates tension and helps the drop feel much larger when it finally lands. Now we can start programming the offset movement. This is where the intro starts feeling intentional instead of looped. Offset can be as simple as a snare ghost hit that appears halfway through bar 2, or a reversed crash leading into bar 5, or a bass stab that lands on the end of 2 instead of beat 1. These tiny placement choices make a huge difference. A simple arrangement shape could be bars 1 to 4, break and atmosphere bars 5 to 8, Add bass tees and a small fill bars 9 to 12. Add more drum detail or a second layer bars 13 to 16. Build tension and thin things out right before the drop. That structure works because it's easy for a DJ to read, but it still evolves enough to stay interesting. Now let's add atmosphere and texture. Create a separate audio track for ambience. This could be vinyl noise, field recording texture, a filtered room tone, or even a reversed pad or metal hit. The goal is to give the intro some space and mood without taking over the drums. Use EQA to high-pass the atmosphere around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't muddy the low end. Then add auto-filter and slowly open the cutoff over time. Reverb can help too, but keep it modest. You want the atmosphere tucked behind the drums, not floating over everything. A little echo can add movement as well, especially with short delays. A good move is to make the atmosphere very quiet at the start, then slowly bring it up over the first 8 bars. It should feel like the track is waking up. For the filter automation, you could start the cutoff low in bars 1 to 4, open it a bit more in bars 5 to 8, then let it breathe more in bars 9 to 16. That gradual opening gives the intro motion and keeps it from feeling flat. Next, let's mark the phrase with fills and variations. Every 4 bars, change something small. That might be a snare fill on the last half bar, a reversed cymbal into bar 5 or bar 13, or a tiny drum drop where one element disappears for a beat. These little changes are what make the phrase feel alive. If you're using drum rack, try layering a crisp snare with a quieter ghost snare. Keep the ghost hits noticeably lower in level, maybe 6 to 12 dB quieter. That gives you the old-school rhythmic detail without cluttering the mix. If you're working with audio clips, cut the fill to exactly one beat or one bar and use fade handles so the edits don't click. You can even bounce tricky sections to audio later if you want a cleaner workflow. This is one of those places where less is more. A strong intro does not need a million fills. It just needs the right little moves at the right moments. Now let's talk mix balance, because a DJ intro has to be clean. Keep the low end under control. The kick and snare should be clear, the bass tees should support the groove, and the atmosphere should sit behind everything. If the bass feels too wide, put a utility on it and reduce the width or even make the low end mono. On the bass track, also trim off unnecessary highs above 6 to 8 kHz with EQ8. You can add a little saturator or drum bus on the drum bus for glue, but keep it subtle. Maybe just 1 to 4 dB of drive, enough to add thickness without crushing the punch. A light glue compressor can help too, but again, just a touch. And do not forget headroom. Leave space for the drop. If the intro is already huge and loud, the drop won't feel like a step up. The intro should tease the power, not spend it all immediately. Now for the final push into the drop. The last 4 bars are where the track should really lean forward. Automate the filter opening, raise the reverb or delay slightly on the final fill, then pull it back right before the drop. You can also remove a kick or a break layer for half a bar to create a little pocket of space. That tiny silence or thinning effect can hit harder than another big riser. A classic old-school move is to let the final fill answer the main groove. So if your intro has a steady snare pattern, the fill can interrupt it for a moment, then restore it right as the drop lands. That contrast is what makes the transition feel huge. Keep the last bar readable. Don't overdo it. In drum and bass, clarity before impact is everything. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Don't make the intro too busy too early. If everything is happening in bars 1 to 4, there's nowhere for the track to grow. 2. Don't forget the DJ-friendly phrasing. Stick to clear 4 bar or 8 bar changes. 3. Control your low end. If the bass and atmosphere are fighting, the intro loses power. 4. Don't swing the drums too hard. Too much groove can make the tune feel lazy instead of driving. And 5. Always build some kind of tension into the drop. If the intro just ends without any lift, the transition will feel weak. A few pro tips while you work. Think in layers, not loops. A great DNB intro often feels like several simple parts interlocking. Use contrast. If the drums are rough, keep the atmosphere smooth. If the bass is edgy, keep the top percussion clean. Tiny timing shifts are great, but only on occasional hits. Leave the main kick and snare anchors solid so the tune still feels mixable. Also, if you want a heavier underground vibe, try resampling your intro loop to audio and slicing it back up. That can make the groove feel more handmade and offset in a really cool way. A little saturation on the drum bus can also add grit without killing the transients. If you want, you can take this further by making 3 versions of the same intro, a sparse version, a groove version, and a heavier version. That's a great practice exercise, because it teaches you how much impact you can get from small changes. So to recap, build your intro in 16-bar phrases. Keep the first half spacious. Add groove with a break and ghost hits. Tease the bass instead of fully revealing it. Use atmosphere and automation to create motion, and make the last four bars feel like they're pulling into the drop. That's how you make an old-school DNB DJ intro that feels functional, dark, and properly alive. Now go build it, loop it, and make that intro hit.